Hey fashionpreneurs, my name is Jess and welcome to the Fashionpreneur Diaries. Hey fashionpreneurs, welcome back for another entry of the Fashionpreneur Diaries. I am your host, Irregular Jess, CEO, Boss Babe, all those amazing things within fashionpreneur freedom. If this is your first time listening, welcome. Like I said, I am Jess. I'm the founder and CEO of a bunch of companies in fashion, and I'm really grateful and excited about that. I founded a really amazing, awesome women's wear brand called Irregular Exposure. I'm also the founder of a fashion marketing and development firm called the Fashionpreneur Agency, and we stay booked. We are super booked. We're like never open for clients, which is a great thing, but of course I want to make space for that. I'm also the founder of the Fashionpreneur Academy, which is an online coaching curriculum that assists emerging and aspiring fashionpreneurs with developing their lines. So that's my whole rundown. If you're watching on YouTube, welcome to my living room. We are still in quarantine in LA. We've been in quarantine since March 14th. It is June. I want to go outside. I'm really excited, though, because things are starting to lift. We were able to go out to eat for the first time since March 13th. I went out to eat on March 13th. I remember that vividly. It was the week of the Fashionpreneur Retreat. And if you guys don't know, the Fashionpreneur Academy hosts this really awesome annual conference every second week of March. All right. We're taking a break in 2021. I just want to make room for personal life things, honestly. I just want to make room for things in my atmosphere. And honestly, I don't know what the restrictions are going to be with COVID. And it's a very stressful event to create. It's a 3-day conference. It requires a lot of safety precautions. It requires a lot of vendors, a lot of partners, a lot of planning. We planned 14 months in advance. So I was already planning to take a break before COVID. I went to my team and told them like in January, I think in like actually December to January, prior to this year's conference, I said, you guys, I want a break. I want to take a chill pill. And they thought I was crazy. They were like, you do this every year when you get really stressed towards the end of planning. And I'm like, no, this feels different. Like, I feel like I need to make space in my life for things that I want to manifest and I want to create opportunities for, I guess. So that's what I decided to do. But long story short, this year, the conference was actually the best one yet. It was insanely amazing. It was the same week that COVID decided to get super real. And I remember day one was fantastic. It was in the rain. We were walking around, doing tours, going to factories in the rain, but it was awesome still. And day two was phenomenal. We had all types of speakers and I was able to teach. It was just an awesome day full of curriculum. I remember a young lady came up to me and said, I have never been to a conference like this. Like I've done a lot of networking. I've attended a lot of networking events, but I have never been to something so educational. I have never left with everything that I need to develop my fashion brand. And I was like, whoa, thank you. So this year, the testimonials just beyond anything I could have imagined. And I'm so excited about it. And yeah, I remember when we wrapped up on Friday the 13th, I remember so vividly, I went to eat with my family and friends, and that was the last time I went out to eat. So I was so excited because last week, me and my best friend were able to have lunch at our favorite restaurant in LA. And I was like, oh my gosh, outside is opening. And I'm really excited because if you guys watch season one of the Diaries on YouTube, you guys know it was a full production. I'm real, real, real serious about my content. I don't like crappy content. I hire full-on production teams to do everything. I don't care. Okay. And that's the quality of content that you should be putting out as well. Like I hire a videographer. I negotiate rates. I have an audio team. My best friend is my manager to develop my content. Like I do not play about content. Content is king. Okay. So I was really sad when I figured out with this pandemic, I'm not going to be able to do my normal formatting and have my whole production team and do all those things. But I'm really excited because a lot of restrictions are lifting and we're going to be able to get back to our normal format of production. But I low-key have been really enjoying recording from home with my good old plants behind me, giving me life. Okay, like I've been really enjoying this. So I love the simplicity of this, but I'm really excited to get back to my bougetto ways. You hear me? Okay, because that's just who I am and I don't care. And I've been this way my whole life and I want to get back to giving y'all full-blown productions. You never know whose hands this podcast could get into and I could be y'all next Beyonce. So we got to make sure the production is there, okay? Okay. So So welcome to entry 28 of the Fashionpreneur Diaries, darling. Okay, so today I want to tell you guys some never told secrets to my success. That's what today's entry is all about. Never told secrets. Now, I'm a pretty open book. I share, I showcase, but I'm very private with a lot as well. So I share what I want to share. I saw this post on social media. Like, just remember, people share what they want to share. I share with y'all what I want to share with y'all. Okay. And I do share a lot, but there's still a whole lot that is unwritten. And I don't know. I feel like with social media and millennials growing up in the digital age, we grew up in a time where the internet wasn't even a thing. And now the internet rules the world, right? So the millennials are like, I feel like we're like the dopest generation ever because we got to see all facets of technology development. And I remember back in the day when I used to have to wait for the dial up to watch a YouTube video. I remember I used to be so obsessed with Bone Thugs and Harmony when I was a kid. And me and my brother used to download the videos and they would take like 2 days to download just so we could watch the videos on the internet. I remember my mom, you know, working and saving up to get us our first computer. Like, these things were just luxuries. And now it's our everyday life. So I've learned from being on social media and growing up in the digital era that you have to be careful what you share and you have to protect things you love. And, you know, it's a thin line between protection and showcasing things. And I love to showcase things that I love, but I'm very private as well. So I don't really share a lot online when it comes to my family, you know, as it pertains to personal relationships. I don't do that. I did it in the past. And when I tell you that people get stuck back there, like, they get stuck there because of the content that you put out, right? Content is king. So people get stuck in 2014 when you over here in 2020, about to go up into 2021, and they still asking about posts from 2014 and what happened to Party A that was in the post. And it's like, oh my gosh. And I've learned over the years to just protect those things. I was on live a couple weeks ago with my best friend, and a young lady asked me about previous relationship from years ago because I put up a post. I was like, who is she talking about? And I was like, oh, I put up a post years ago. So I went through my Instagram and I archived all content recently that I didn't want shared online. Of course, it's already out there and it wasn't anything crazy. It was just content I didn't want to be shared any further. So it might have been an old conference I spoke at that I'm still connecting with, still good friends with, but I'm promoting something that's, you know, in the past. It could have been a video of me talking about a topic that I no longer might feel those views on. So I've learned to protect my peace and keep things private. So now, you know, I'm enjoying it. And I've had people ask about friendships. Like, I'm still friends with the same people. I'm still rocking with the same tribes. Ain't nothing changed because of follows. Ain't nothing changed because of posts. It's really just protecting things. And I've learned to protect things, especially, you know, we're in an age where people are eating off each other. Like, people like to just use other people's names to get on. And that's not what I want to promote. So I don't post every meeting. I don't post every dinner. I just don't do that stuff. And I used to when I was younger, like 23, 24 year old me. Oh, girl, you was going to see everywhere I was at. But now, I don't know. I'm hitting into my 30s soon. I'll be 29 in a few months. And then 30 is around the corner. And I'm just in a whole different space. And I love protecting my peace. So just know y'all only going to know what I want y'all to know. But I'm going to share a few secrets today to my success. First things first. I want you guys to know that when I was starting my career in fashion, I used to actually walk into a lot of factories by myself alone. Okay. So this is a secret. A lot of people I have shared that I used to go into factories, but I don't think you guys understand what I did when I went into those factories. So I'm gonna break it down to you guys. So I'm from Baltimore City, east side till I die. Okay. Boom, period. So I'm from Baltimore, and the East Coast is completely different from the West Coast. Like, the culture is different. Like, East Coast folks are really more so aggressive in our stance and things that we take serious. That's just how we are. I don't know why. But when I moved to the West Coast, I realized, like, dang, I'm a little aggressive in my tone when I talk to people. Like, I could just be talking directly, like, hey, could you do this today? And I could see, like, damn, maybe I'm not talking properly, you know? And then I realized, like, oh, okay, I talk a little different. And I didn't change the way I talked or anything. I just wanted to make sure I was always respectful and kind in my tone. So I began to understand that I have to formulate my words a little differently. So instead of sending a text message, I have to maybe pick up the phone and call. My tone with my team is completely different from when I first moved. Like on the East Coast, my staff, I'd be like, hey guys, can you do this by 12? They'd be like, all right, cool. But over here, I have to like send the smiley faces. I have to just make sure that I'm overextending kindness. And I've become a West Coast chick a little bit, just low key, just a little bit. I'm gonna be an East Coast girl, Baltimore till I die. But I've definitely adapted to a lot of the West Coast formats of lifestyle. So what I mean by that is I'm a lot more relaxed. I think it's just the vitamin D, y'all. The sunlight, I'm dead serious. Like sun is proven to make you happy. We need sunlight. The East Coast weather sucks. So over here, I'm in the sun every day. I'm in 80 degrees every day. I'm at the pool. I'm at the beach. I'm one with the water. I'm praying at the beach sometimes. You know, I love every aspect of my lifestyle here. I eat clean. I eat different. And what you eat is your medicine. It controls your mind. So I feel like, honestly, it's the lifestyle that makes us different, East Coast versus West Coast folks. Like literally, it's just the lifestyle. I think the lifestyle is more simplistic here. It's not, I don't really see a lot of fast food places on the West Coast compared to the East Coast. Like the East Coast, we got McDonald's, Burger King, a drive-through at every corner. But on the West Coast, you have to really drive out somewhere to get fast food. And even if you get fast food, you might be in line at In-N-Out Burger for 25 minutes. Like you can't rush. Long story short, there's nothing to rush here. And I love that lifestyle. I've adapted those different characteristics and I love it, you know, and I'm still me 130-150%. But when it comes to just relaxing a little bit, I've realized my mentality is a lot more relaxed. And also I'm getting older. Like I told you guys, I'm getting older. I ain't got time. And my brain can't even take on anything that's stressful. And a lot of people that are my close friends on the East Coast, they are always stressed about the same things that I'm talking about. And I'm like, why y'all so stressed? And I'm like, y'all need some sunlight. Y'all need some CBD. Y'all need some dispensaries. Okay, straight up. And I'm not promoting for anybody to go smoke some weed. But over here in Cali, you know, that is what we do. And it is fully legal. So maybe it does benefit me. But I just be real chill. Okay, like real chill. And that's just naturally how I am now. And I really appreciate that. But I was saying all that to say back to the factories. I went into the factories with my aggressive mindset. I was like 22, 23. And I remember just getting on Google. Everything is Googleable. I got on Google. And what I did was I found a bunch of factories in a few different buildings in New York. And I caught the Megabus. If you're from the East Coast, even West Coast folks know about the Megabus. Get down with your $10 ticket or your $5 ticket. They have horrible service, but it's all right. We get on the bus. I got on the bus. I went to New York for a day by myself and I went into every factory. I made a list and I went to every factory and I called them in advance. Some of them told me, yeah, just come in, just come in, just come in. They just rush you off the phone. They want to work with people that are serious minded. So I was saying all that about mindset and aggressiveness because I want you guys to realize you can't take it personal when you go into business. You're working with factories that are producing 5,000 units, 10,000 units. So when you come in asking for 20 and 30, they have every right to kind of feel like you're wasting their time. And that's okay. Don't take that personal. It's not about you. Okay? It's never about you. So don't feel like they're attacking you. That's not what they're doing. They just want to make sure that they're working with people that are serious minded, just like myself. I don't like my time being wasted. I don't like reading paragraphs about why we can't do this for another 10 years. I don't want to do that. Like, I want to make sure you're ready to work. And I talk to people all the time that are not ready. And that is totally okay. I give respect. I give kindness. I let them know, no problem. When you're ready, hit me back up. But what we're not going to do is turn this into a free consultation. It turns into month-long service that I haven't received my retainer for. And then it turns into 6 months. And that is the mindset that you guys have to understand. As you grow as business owners, you're not going to want people to waste your time. As you're growing your boutique, you're not going to want to respond to 50 questions about the same product when you put all that information in descriptions, right? Hey, so let's consider that. So I would go into factories and they were not super kind to me. It was just like, hey, what do you want to get made? Here's our list of pricing. Here's our sample making. Is it in your budget? Okay, bye. And I went into the next factory and the next one and the next one. And I went in when I realized like, okay, these factories aren't playing games. They need me to be serious. They want to know I'm legit. So I would go in and say, hi, my name is Jessica. You know, I am the founder of this amazing brand, Irregular Exposure. We want to grow with you. We want to get to a place where we can produce about 10,000 units a month. But right now we're just starting out. We're a young brand. So right now we want to start with 50. Is that something that your factory can do? And that sentence, I was very honest. That was very clear. But I think that my aggressive tone and direct tone, I think it really showed them like, okay, at least she's serious. So sometimes it's not really, guys, what you're asking for when you go into these networking opportunities and you go in to meet with potential partners. It's not what you're asking for. It's how you ask it. Now, if I would have went into that factory very timid and said, hi, can I come in? I wanted to get some samples. Maybe I don't really know nothing about fashion. It's my first time designing. You know, can you help me? Can you hold my hand and guide me? No. Okay. I went in direct and clear. I said, here's my sketches. I came in with sketches I developed myself. If you don't know how to sketch, it's okay. You can go with your inspiration images. That being a Pinterest board that you create, a mood board, a vision board, similar products, and you want to make some changes to it and variations. Like, show them what you want and be very clear and direct. Don't go to waste time and just inquire. Go to inquire with the intent of moving forward. So that's what I did. I went into those factories with the intention of working with one of them, not to waste their time. And I realized that when I changed my tone, by the time I got to like the third factory, people were a little more receptive to working with me. And I was able to work with some amazing factories that I still work with to this day. So that was one of my secrets there. Go in with your East Coast aggressive attitude, all right? And when I say that, of course, be kind, be gentle, be respectful, but be direct and say what you want, all right? Just say what you want. These people are working all day in factories. They're tired. They talk to people all day that waste their time. They're tired. Go direct. Be ready. Be ready. Go ready, all right? Go ready. Hey, fashionpreneurs, I hope you are enjoying this entry of the Fashionpreneur Diaries, but I wanted to personally invite you to my brand new masterclass, Wholesale Vendors Decoded. I'm going to teach you how to launch and develop your fashion line, no matter if you're looking to purchase wholesale or become a brand new fashion designer. We're going to cover it all, and it is very quarantine friendly on a budget. I know things got super real, super quick this year, so I want to help you understand how to effectively launch this brand on a budget while in quarantine. It's still very possible, and I'm still seeing six figures a month, and I want to help you do the same. All right, so make sure that you register now at thefashionpreneuracademy.com. Another secret to my success here. This is a major key. So when you guys are reaching out to influencers and partners, make up a fake assistant email. Okay. When I first started, I had a fake assistant email. Now I had an actual real assistant, but we would use a fake alias in the signatures. All right. Ashley, girl, Ashley will write back to our customers. Ashley will let you know that the CEO will get back to you if you're reaching out for us to put products inside of your store. Like, Ashley was just handling stuff. Okay. Ashley was me. I am Ashley. So if you had emails from Ashley back in the day at Irregular Exposure, it was me. Get you a fake assistant. I'm telling you, I have heard this so many different panels where I've spoken with so many amazing women. We all used to have fake assistants. All of us. I was like, girl, you did too. Well, I remember the first time we did the retreat, the first conference, we was all talking about our fake assistants. Like, oh, what was your girl name? Like, that is a thing. Like, fake assistants help. So get you a little signature. People don't need to know they talk to the CEO. It was so funny. I went to this conference in January with a woman named Tiana that does sales training. And she told everybody, make up your fake assistant name. And I remember me and her connected, and I was getting text messages from a girl named Nicole. And I was like, is this Nicole or Tiana? And I realized like, this your phone. You playing. So like, fake assistants work. Don't be scared of fake assistants. Get you a fake assistant to handle those business relations for you. All right. Get you a fake assistant. Now, another secret to my success. I stopped working so hard. This year, I stopped working so hard. And I have already made more revenue this year. It is June that I'm recording this entry right now. It is June 10th. I've already made more revenue this year than I did for the whole last year. Okay. I am very much so on track to reach a new goal. And honestly, I stopped being so anal. I used to be so anal, and I used to write out every single goal, and I still do write out my goals. And I love to just make sure that I'm praying over them and I'm directing God's favor over them. And I'm asking him for his favor and I ask him to direct me. And, you know, I still do those things and I still mastermind with my like-minded peers. I still do all those things, but I don't work so hard. I stopped taking everything so seriously. I'm very serious. Like, people that meet me are always like, "Yo, you so serious." Like, when it comes to business, I'm like, all right, boom. And I realized, like, yo, you can chill a little bit and still get a better result, if not the same result. And I still take my business very seriously. But instead of being so anal about what each sales number has to be for every single month, I started to focus on quarters. I started to relax and let God do the work. I started to realize that I don't have to send out 50 emails a week to get the result. They got the first one. I started realizing I don't have to post on Instagram every single day. I can post once a week, maybe. I've realized that I don't have to only talk about business in my Insta stories. I can talk about my life and show fun. And I would get more engagement that way. I've realized that I can actually be off of work and have fun and not apologize for it. I realized that I didn't have to write back to every single student that had completed their home assignment. If it was good, it was okay to say, "This is great." I don't have to create a question or challenge it. Like, I always was forcing people to think so much, and I still do. My clients will tell you my program in the Fashionpreneur Academy is no joke, and they are forced to think. And then I realized, like, I can kind of relax and get a great result, and they can get a great result. So I made that the focus, and I stopped working so hard. This year, I changed my systems within the Fashionpreneur Academy. It used to be a 12-month coaching program that required a lot of me and a lot of the student. Then it turned into a 90-day program, and I still offer private coaching where we had to talk every single week. And then I turned it into what it is today. And like I said, I went to that conference I told you guys about with Tiana in January, and I heard God so clearly say to me, $9.99. Like, so clearly. And let me tell you how I hear God. It's just something where I know I didn't come up with it. It's my voice in my head, but I know I didn't come up with it. And I hear from God in a lot of different ways. But when I hear from him, you know, within a certain voice, it's usually in my head and it's something I know I didn't come up with, but it's my voice. So I remember one time waking up at 3 a.m. and hearing the word Fashionpreneur. The Fashionpreneur Academy was not always called the Fashionpreneur Academy. And I remember a few years ago hearing the word Fashionpreneur and the trademark was available. And I was like, that was one of the first times I had heard God within business so clearly. And I heard him at that conference say $9.99. And I did not feel like going to this conference, y'all. I had found out about it the day before. It was in Vegas. I live in LA. I had to drive to Vegas. I couldn't find a flight. I had to get a hotel. I had to just do all these things. And I had just gotten bitten on my leg by this, I don't know what it was. It was like a venomous spider from what the doctors told me. I had this huge bite on my leg. So I had already been in quarantine. I had not been outside at all in 2020. I had a limp when I walked. It was a huge, huge infection on the back of my leg. And I remember I had to drive with a pillow under my leg. Like, I was in excruciating pain, but I went to this conference. I wore sweatpants so my leg could breathe. And as soon as I sat down, $9.99. So I'm like, what? I know God not telling me to make the Fashionpreneur Academy that used to be $17,000, $999. So after the 17K, the program came down to 2,000 because I wanted to service more people and I took away some of the information. And then I realized, like, no. God needs me to make this $999 and put the information back in. Don't restrict anything. Just give it away. It's not about you. Just give it away. So I'm like, okay. So I realized at that point that I need to consider bringing the rate down to $9.99 for the 90-day intensive curriculum, the one and only program we offer in the academy now. And I remember getting on a call with my clients that had paid $5,000 and $2,000. And I told them on the end of that call, like, "Hey guys, my systems are going to be different effective February 1st. And I did not plan to say this. I did not put anything into play. All I did was have the idea of the $9.99. But on the call with them that later that month, I told them in January, "Hey, I'm going to be changing things. You guys, I'm not going to offer private coaching anymore. You guys are going to see a decrease in the rate for the program because I want to service more people and it's going to require less of me. It's going to be bi-weekly Q&As instead of this weekly service. It's going to be completely different." And I realized that I was hand holding and that's just who I am as a person. I want to see people win and I can hold hands to the point where people don't know how to fly on their own. And I realized I can't do that anymore. And God couldn't allow me to do that to get the results that I'm getting now for my clients. And I realized it's okay to talk to them every 2 weeks instead of every single second. It's okay to hold them accountable and tell them this is a self-sufficient program and you have to do your homework. When I tell you guys that our success rates have increased by 42% since I made this shift, I've been able to service way more people. Way more people are now able to afford the program. And yeah, the rate is definitely going to go back up, but not right now. I'm okay with it being $9.99. I work less. I don't work as hard. My clients are working harder and they should be. They have to, because that's where they are in their business. So when they grow for a few years in their business, they're going to see that they're able to retire from doing certain things as well. And they're able to create boundaries. I also told my clients when I was on that call and I told them, hey, the rates are going to be different for new clients coming in. So disregard any marketing emails you get. I told them I'm also going to be making these shifts for my personal life. And this is just God talking through me, right? And I'm like, what am I talking about right now? Like, I'm sitting there thinking like, why am I saying this? And I told them I'm making space for things in my personal life, you know? I'm making space. And, you know, I wasn't dating anyone at the time. I didn't know what I was making space for. I was like, well, what God need me to do? Am I about to go back home and be with family for a little bit? You know, is something about to happen? I don't know. But I felt that and I heard it and I spoke it. And after that call, I remember praying. I got in the floor praying and I asked God to prepare me. And I asked him to prepare me for whatever it is you have planned for my personal life. I asked for him to make way in my personal life. I told him I would be more than obedient and I would bring the rate down to $9.99. I was so worried that it would decrease my revenue. It would decrease the quality of support I could give. I thought it would be decreased results. No. That's not how God works. He don't play with you like that. So, you know, I said, I promise you I'm going to be obedient. I immediately fasted. My leg began to heal. It was still a little rough, but it healed. And I remember things just started to align in my personal life. And I am very happy today in my personal life. And I have room to hear. And I have room to be a leader for my staff. And I have room to get results. I just have space. So I don't work as hard. So I want you guys to know in the beginning, you are going to work mad hard. Like I'm talking like 7 days a week, 16 and 17 hour days, dog. Like I have done it so many times. And as you grow, you are going to be required to be more of a CEO instead of the employee. You have to respect it. Do not devalue yourself. And I used to do that. Like, well, I have to be the employee. I can't let my staff see me just being a CEO. And I realized just being a CEO is a huge job. And I don't want you to be fearful of that. Okay. So respect that. Respect that as you grow in your business, it's not going to require so much of you. That's what you do it for the freedom. Don't apologize for your freedom. I emailed my clients and told them I'm taking a week off next week to go home and visit my family and be with my family. And every time I used to go home and visit my mom, I would be working. And she said to me, you're always working when you come see me. I never want to hear that again. I don't do this so that I can devalue my family time. I don't do this so I can devalue my personal life. I don't do this so that I can't date. I know that we're like in this whole city girls era of things. And it's like, you know, supposed to be so cool to be single, but God created us to be in relationship. Genesis shows us that he created someone to be with the man because his intention was never for us to be alone. The Bible shows that we are meant to be in relationship. So we're meant to have friends. We're meant to have family. We're meant to make new acquaintances. We're meant to be in relationship. Men and women need each other. Okay. As much as we don't want to admit it, we do. All right. I have always admitted that I don't want to be alone. So I had to make space for that in my personal life. And I want you guys to understand that as you grow, you do this for the freedom. Do not become a slave to this. All right. Do not. I want you to go super hard, but there's going to come a time and you will know financially, mentally, spiritually, you'll know it's time to move on. Like when I had to make the decision that I'm going to take a break from the retreat, I made that decision before COVID-19 hit. I knew mentally I needed that. And I knew it was bigger than me, but I also knew that God needed me to do that because it was so vivid. And I was like, okay, I'm taking a break. And it's okay to take a break. And it's okay because I have something else to offer. And you guys are able to still get the same results, if not better results, within my curriculum now. So I was really excited about that. And I want you guys to know that as well. All right. Now, another secret. I always make sure that I am a blessing to my team and not a headache. Major key. I always make sure that I'm a blessing to my team and never a headache. Now, of course, sometimes in business, you're going to be a headache. But what I mean by that statement is I always like to make sure that I make space to hear them. I have meetings weekly with my staff. I take my job as a CEO and leader very seriously. God has placed me in a position of leadership. I'm a leader. I lead with my talent. I lead with my decision making. I lead by being proactive. For example, one of my staff members, Ajane, she handles customer support. She started the position and she was part-time. I moved her up to full-time before she even opened her mouth and asked. I moved her up in salary. I called her last week and said, I'm just giving you a raise and a new position title in the middle of quarantine. And she cried. She said, Jess, you don't know what you do for me. And I realized that is why I am the leader, right? So I'm a great leader and I try to be proactive in things they need. They are working with you and investing their entire being into you. The least you could do is make sure they're good. I've invested into a leadership training for them to make sure they're the best leaders because we are manifesting that we're going to be growing our team in this season. God is allowing us to grow into an amazing, huge warehouse in a couple of weeks. And with that transition, it's going to require for us to have more support. It's going to require more fulfillment. So I need to make sure that Ajane is the best manager and leader because she's going to be managing those staff members, not me. Okay. Because I'm making space for other things, right? This is her position. This is what she's making space for. You know, and I ask God to direct that. And I'm so grateful for it. Linnea, who's been with me for a while now, I make sure that she's okay personally and mentally. Like, make sure your team is good. Make sure that you are being a team player. Though I don't work within the company so much, I am a team player. So if Linnea lives like probably like 35 minutes from the office, I live within 5 to 10 minutes from the office. Like I can get to all the factories within 10 minutes. I live very close to everything. Now I'm moving really soon. I'm so excited. I found an apartment when I first moved, like 3 weeks before I moved. So I moved into the first thing I saw and I like my apartment, but I'm ready to go. It's kind of stupid now. Like we need more space. You know, I want more sunlight up in here. I'm sick of having to use my ring light. I want sun. I want to give you all straight sun. You hear me? So we moving real soon. I can't wait to move. You know, I want to make sure that right now, while I do live very close, that I'm a convenience for Linnea. So I tell Nay, if you need me to run a wet round for you, I'm available this week. If there's anything I could do to make your load easier. So ask your team, what can I do to make your day easier? I ask every person in my life that. What can I do to make your day easier? And I heard one of my close friends tell me, someone asked her that before years ago, and that struck a chord with me. And I said, that's something I want to do. I want to be that person that can make your life easier because now that I'm not working as hard, I have more time to make your day easier, right? So now I'm still working, but now it's different. It's simpler. So if it makes it easier in your day just for me to go check in on a factory that's 7 minutes from my house, then I'm gonna go do that because I can make your day easier. If it makes your day easier for me to go check the mail and you guys are far away, then I'm gonna go check the mail. It makes your day easier. If it makes it easier for me to do this overnight shipping for you because you live 35 minutes away, I'm gonna go do that for you and make your day easier. So I make my staff's day easier. And a lot of bosses don't do that. They're like, I don't care. It's not my job. I don't care if I'm 5 minutes away. You do it. I don't want to be that type of boss. All right. So make your team's day easier. A boss is a leader. And I want you guys to know that. And I thank God for my first 9-to-5 that taught me that in property management. They gave me leadership training and they taught me a lot about leadership. And now I'm able to be a great leader. I don't want to be a boss. I want to be a leader. Leaders, they guide. Bosses tell you what to do. Make sure you're working with leaders. Another secret to my success, guys, is my diet and my health. When I first moved to L.A., well, before I moved, I was still eating Obey wings. It's a Baltimore thing. If you know, you know. Lemon pepper wings, French fries, extra ketchup, cheese steaks from Maria D's down in Baltimore on Light Street. I was still eating Sonny's chicken boxes. Again, it's a Baltimore thing. If you know, you know. Okay. I was still eating crazy. Drinking Dr. Peppers every day. Chips. And my body was completely different. When I moved, I decided to start a fast. The day that I was on my flight to move to LA is the last day I had meat. I had a big old well done steak and that was it. I gave up meat. Then after that, I started to work out. I also found my church home 2 weeks after I moved and I set up my tithes to be paid with auto debit. And I have never not paid tithes since I lived here. Ever. Ever. My life shows it. Okay? I can't explain it any other way. I can't do a podcast and not tell y'all the truth. And my truth is God directs. I don't just say that God is my leader because it's a cool fad. I've been telling y'all this since I started this thing. Since I started as an entrepreneur, the only thing I have praised has been the Most High. So I need y'all to understand this is a lifestyle. This is not something that comes and goes. Okay. So for me, my diet is spiritual. Okay. Once I began to work out, I decided, ooh, I need to give up more things. I need to stop eating seafood so much. I remember that I had broke out in hives when I ate at my favorite restaurant. I always get the same seafood. But this particular day, I broke out in hives and I realized God needed me to give up seafood. I love seafood. So I started to restrict seafood. I still haven't fully given it up, but I haven't had it in a very long time. And I'm basically vegan now. I don't eat anything that's bad. I don't eat dairy. It carries a lot of mucus. Mucus causes a lot of diseases. So I started to remove mucus out of my body. I started to eat sea moss within my smoothies every morning. I take protein powders. I have like this organic protein powder. I use collagen protein powders. I use vegan everything, vegan butter, vegan cheese. I do not consume dairy. I drink water every single day, a gallon a day. I take a lot of vitamins, zinc, vitamin D3, calcium. I take a lot of vitamins. I do not drink juices that are not 100% juice from the actual fruit. I try to keep my body as cleansed as possible. And when I tell you that my sleep is different, I don't take anything that's man-made. I only do natural. So I don't use medications from doctor's offices. I don't do any of that no more. I drink herbal shots every morning. I get my herbs from a young lady. One of my good girlfriends that lives out here named Vita, she has her own herbal company and she creates herbs for me. So if I'm having really bad cramps this day, or if I'm going through something, she creates a herbal cleanse for me that heals my body. So God gave us everything on this planet that we need to be healed. It's the man-made stuff that's messing y'all up. It's the man-made stuff that messed me up. So all those chips and all those frozen items, or I stay out of the middle of the grocery store. I only eat fresh produce. So I'll go to the grocery store like once or twice a week, get fresh produce, re-up each week. I do not drink soda. I only consume water and natural juices. As far as beverages, I used to drink iced tea all day. When I tell y'all my skin has changed, I was real proud today. I went outside and took a picture. Let me tell y'all how I only have on blush. Only blush. And I did my eyebrows. That's it. Only blush and I did my eyebrows. Y'all gonna get into the skin. Okay. This is the skin of this, that glow. When people say like, girl, you just glowing. Okay. This what happened when you give up all that crap that's in that food. Okay. Listen, I know it's hard, but food is supposed to be your medicine. It's supposed to be something that you intake to get through your day. So I don't always eat just trying to be fulfilled on, you know, if something tastes good to me. Healthy food tastes good. So I eat really, really, really healthy. So I'm mostly vegan. I don't put titles on things because I might eat some shrimp in a month. Who knows? I just eat healthy and I try to make healthy decisions. And every single healthy dietary decision I have made has started with a spiritual fast. And to me personally, I feel like the closer you are to God, the closer you are to hearing him. So it is a lifestyle for me and I take it seriously. I don't consume bad things. I only consume natural things. And my body is being operated with all natural things, nothing man-made. I try to keep anything man-made away. So that's what I do. So I am very serious about my health and I work out. I do a lot of hikes out here in LA. That's really what my life has become. Like I literally am pro wellness all day, every day. So that's a big secret to my success. And my last secret for y'all before I let y'all go is I have fun. I enjoy the crap out of my life, man. Energy is key. I'm a ball of energy. I like to make sure that my vibe is always positive. I like to make sure I can make people laugh. I like to make sure that we have fun. And if you don't like my energy, all right, that's it. So what? You know, like I don't take anything too serious. I have fun. So when outside's open, me and my girlfriends, we book random trips to Vegas. We book random trips to go on vacation and just have fun. We are always balling on the budget too. So we'll always look on Expedia, find a crazy trip and go in 2 weeks. We don't tell ourselves why we can't do it. We always make sure that we can. I like to have fun with my family. I like to have fun with my friends. So make sure you're taking care of your fun. If you're not laughing, then we got a problem. All right. So make sure you're having fun. Okay, guys. So remember to take care of your energy. Repay your energy. Replenish it. Make sure that you are exuding positivity. Make sure that when people see you, they just see that glow of love. And if you're not feeling that way, then let's make sure that we get our energy aligned. Let's make sure we're eating good foods. If you're feeling crazy, it's probably because you're eating that Popeye's chicken. Y'all be seeing all these videos of these people eating these chicken sandwiches. Then they go crazy fighting in Popeye's. It's in the food. Everything that's meant to take us out is in the food. So if you beat them at their own game, you got it. You something real special. You something real special, okay? All right, y'all. So I hope you enjoy entry 28 of my never told secrets to my success here at the Fashionpreneur Diaries. I enjoyed this entry. I enjoyed it a lot. Like I said, guys, we're going to get back to our normal production real soon. We're going to do a couple more episodes from the crib, and then we're going to get back to our normal flow of things. But I'm really excited about that. So thank you for listening to the Fashionpreneur Diaries.